sordo.
¿Qué? Y un poco ciego.
Hola, bienvenidos a la música que escuchan todos. Bueno, por razones futboleras y de Putato Méndez, no, el programa no pudo salir anoche en su horario establecido en la radio en vivo. Es por eso que vamos a subir esta subversión en internet, que el programa, bueno, se va a llamar De Vuelta a Clases, con la música que escuchan todos. Es un repaso por todas las materias y por el colegio. Esperemos que les guste y nos vemos la otra semana ya en la radio en vivo y con todo normal. Bueno, esperemos que Putato Méndez no vuelva a poner sus sucias garras sobre el programa, y gracias. Y no se olviden que el programa de hoy también va a ser variado, tenemos muchos debutantes, vamos a esperar sus comentarios y bueno, anímense a seguir a comentar, ¿no? Porque en el de Sony Youth no sabemos si les ha gustado o no. Bueno, a Loli sí le ha gustado, pero después al resto de ustedes no sabemos. Y bueno, por favor, dejen sus comentarios y prepárense que ya va a haber una nueva votación esta semana.
Y bueno, aprovechar también para mandar unos cuantos saludos a todos los que nos apoyan durante todo este tiempo, a los nuevos amigos que hemos hecho por nuestro fugaz paso por Santa Cruz. Y bueno, ojalá puedan seguirnos escuchando durante mucho tiempo más. Estamos ahora en el programa 33, en la primera versión full online, digamos, un podcast en el sentido más estricto. Y a ver, participen, pues siempre nos agrada escuchar.
Y ojalá que el fútbol no se vuelva a cruzar con la música que escuchan todos, que son dos pasiones tan grandes como el vicio y la prostitución.
Sí, por lo menos ha ganado al Bilster, ¿no? Porque y a la hora también para vos que eres terrorista, pero si no era un desastre total. La abogada además se ha cortado la luz, por eso nos hemos retrasado. Pero bueno, la siguiente semana nos vemos normalmente. Gracias por haber comprendido este imponderable. Disfruten sus ilustrativas lecciones que van más allá de las materias y nos excluyen en la propia vida. Y bueno, pues chao.
Chao.
Oh,
magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three. It's the magic number. In the past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity. In the heart and the brain and the body, you'll give you three. Tripod or to make a table stand, and it takes three wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle. Yeah. And every triangle has three corners, every triangle has three sides, no more, no less. You won't have to guess, and that is three.
Del que no quiero acordarme, se explicó alguna vez que hay escaleras para subir y escaleras para bajar. Lo que no se dijo entonces es que también puede haber escaleras para ir hacia atrás. Los usuarios de estos útiles artefactos comprenderán sin excesivo esfuerzo que cualquier escalera va hacia atrás si uno la sube de espaldas. Pero lo que en esos casos está por verse es el resultado de tan insólito proceso. Hágase la prueba con cualquier escalera exterior. Vencido el primer sentimiento de incomodidad e incluso de vértigo, se descubrirá a cada peldaño un nuevo ámbito que, si bien forma parte del ámbito del peldaño precedente, al mismo tiempo lo corrige, lo critica y lo ensancha. Piénsese que muy poco antes, la última vez que se había trepado en la forma usual por esa escalera, el mundo de atrás quedaba abolido por la escalera misma, su hipnótica sucesión de peldaños. En cambio, bastará subirla de espaldas para que un horizonte limitado al comienzo por la tapia del jardín salte ahora hasta el campito de los Peñalosa, abarque luego el molino de la Turca, estalle en los álamos del cementerio y con un poco de suerte llegue hasta el horizonte de verdad, el de la definición que nos enseñaba la señorita de tercer grado. Y el cielo y las nubes, cuéntelas cuando esté en lo más alto, bebas el cielo que le cae en plena cara desde su inmenso embudo. A lo mejor después, cuando gire en redondo y entre en el piso alto de su casa, en su vida doméstica y diaria, comprenderá que también allí había que mirar muchas cosas en esa forma, que también en una boca, un amor, una novela, había que subir hacia atrás. Pero tenga cuidado, es fácil tropezar y caerse. Hay cosas que solo se dejan ver mientras se sube hacia atrás y otras que no quieren, que tienen miedo de ese ascenso que las obliga a desnudarse tanto. Obstinadas en su nivel y en su máscara, se vengan cruelmente del que sube de espaldas para ver lo otro, el campito de los Peñalosa o los álamos del cementerio. Cuidado con esa silla, cuidado con esa mujer.
já passou por esta vida e não viveu. Pode ser mais, mas sabe menos do que eu. Porque a vida só se dá pra quem se deu, pra quem amou, pra quem chorou, pra quem sofreu. Ai, quem nunca curtiu uma paixão nunca vai ter nada, não. Quem nunca curtiu uma paixão nunca vai ter nada, não. Não há mal pior do que a descrença, mesmo amor que não compensa, é melhor que a solidão. Abre os teus braços, meu irmão, deixa cair, que aqui só mais a gente pode dividir. Eu francamente já não quero nem saber de quem não vai porque tem medo de sofrer. Ai, de quem não rasga o coração, esse não vai ter perdão. Ai, de quem não rasga o coração, não vai ter perdão. Quem já passou por esta vida e não viveu, pode ser mais, mas sabe menos do que eu. Porque a vida só se dá pra quem se deu, pra quem amou, pra quem chorou, pra quem sofreu. Ai, quem nunca curtiu uma paixão nunca vai ter nada, não. Quem nunca curtiu uma paixão nunca vai ter nada, não. Não há mal pior que a dispensa, mesmo amor que não compensa, é melhor que a solidão. Abre os teus braços, meu irmão, deixa cair, pra que só você a gente pode dividir. Eu francamente já não quero nem saber de quem não vai. Esse não vai ter perdão. Quem nunca curtiu uma paixão nunca vai ter nada, não. Ai, de quem não rasga o coração, esse não vai ter perdão. Quem nunca curtiu uma paixão.
McGill came from a small town in northern Mexico. He came north with his brother Louis, California 3 years ago. They crossed at the River Levy when Louis was just 16 and found work together in the fields of the San Joaquin. They left their homes and family. Their father said, my sons, one thing you will learn, for everything the North gives, it exacts a price in return. They worked side by side in the orchard from morning till day was through, doing the work the cueros wouldn't do. The word was out, some men in from Sinaloa were looking for some hands. Well, deep in Fresno County, there was a deserted chicken. They lay in a small tin shack on the edge of a ravine. Miguel and Louis stood cooking methamphetamine. You could spend a year in the orchards or make half as much in one 10-hour shift. working for the men from Sinaloa. I'm but a fusilier, the hydriatic acid could burn right through your skin, leave you spitting up blood in the desert if you breathe those fumes in. It was early one winter evening as McGill stood watch outside when the shack exploded, lighting up the valley night. McGill carried Lewis's body over his shoulder down a swale to the creek side, and then tall grass leaves grows on this time. McGill lifted Lewis's body into his truck and then he drove to where the morning sunlight fell on a eucalyptus grove. There in the dirt he dug up $10,000. All that they said, kissed his brother's lips and placed them in his grave.
This is called Sex Education Ghetto Style. I was doing it when I was a colored boy of 8 or 9 or 10. I had never heard of Sigmund Freud, but hell, I was doing it then. I was doing it in my teenage years when I was running the ghetto streets. Now, I had never seen me no inkblot test, but it still felt good to me. I was doing it when I arrived in college, searching for my degree. But Lord knows a degree wasn't all I got, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I hope that when I have kids of my own, they really don't get shook when I tell them that there are things they got to learn that can't be found in books.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. Two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function. and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there.
A newborn child has no teeth. A goose has no teeth. A rose has no teeth. This last, at any rate, one would like to say, is obviously true. It is even surer than that a goose has none, and yet it is none so clear. For where should a rose teeth have been? The goose has none in its jaw, and neither, of course, has it any in its wings. But no one means that when he says it has no teeth. Why, suppose one were to say, the cow chews its food and then dungs the rose with it. So, the rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast. The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
This would not be absurd because one has no notion in advance where to look for teeth in a rose. Connection with pain in someone else's body.
Pain in someone else's body.
Enamorado, uno ve una persona realmente como es, o como la ve Dios, porque si no, ¿por qué enamorarse de ella? Quizá cada persona sea única. Vayamos más lejos, quizá cada hormiga sea única. Si no, es porque hay tantas, porque le gustan tanto a Dios las hormigas. Hay millones de hormigas, bueno, y cada una es sin duda tan individual, bueno, como este Shakespeare o como Walt Whitman. Sin duda, cada hormiga es única.
In this court, all men are equal. You have heard those words many times before. All men are equal. But what about our women? Are women the equal of men? There are those who tell us that they are. Last week, an auspicious meeting of women was held in Kalamazoo. The meeting was addressed by a very prominent lady who is noted for her modesty. She is so modest that she blindfolds herself when taking a bath. Modesty runs in her family. She has a nephew who is just 10 years of age. Sometimes the nephew says, "I'm going to the Forbidden Name store." The little fellow is too modest to say, "I'm going to the A&P." Well, here is what the modest lady said to the gathering of women in Kalamazoo. "My sisters, the time has come when we must stand up and declare ourselves. For too long have we been trodden under the feet of men. For too long have we been treated as second-class citizens by men who say that we are only good for cooking their meals, mending their socks, and raising their babies. You have a boyfriend and he calls you his queen. Then when he marries you, he crowns you. These are the kind of men who, when they become romantic, or I should say, when they are in a certain mood, they want to kiss you and kiss you and kiss you again. My sisters, I say to you, put your faces against it. And if the man takes a kiss from you without your permission, look him squarely in the face, roll your eyes at him, and say to him, 'How dare you, you male chauvinist pig?' You put that kiss right back where you got it from. My sisters, we are in bondage and we need to be liberated. Liberation is our cry. Just yesterday, I talked with a woman who is the mother of 15 children. She said, 'Yes, I want to be liberated from the bedroom.' And so, my sisters, the time has come when we must let this male chauvinist understand that the hand that changes the diapers is the hand that shall rule the world. And now, my sisters, let us stand and sing our national song. For the benefit of you who have not yet memorized the words, here they are. The woman's day is drawing near, it's written in the stars. The fall of men is very near, proclaim it from your cars. Sisters, rise, your flags unfurl, don't be a little girl. Say, 'Down with men, their power must end. Women shall rule the world.'"
Would it get some wind? Would it get some windfall? Would it get some wind for the? Would it get some wind for the sailboat?
Thank you. Not much chance. Completely cut loose from purpose. He was a young man riding a bus through North Carolina on the way to somewhere. And it began to snow. And the bus stopped at a little cafe in the hills, and the passengers entered. And he sat at the counter with the others, and he ordered, and the food arrived. And the meal was particularly good. And coffee. The waitress was unlike the women he'd known. She was unaffected, and there was a natural humor which came from her. And the fry cook said crazy things, and the dishwasher in back laughed a good, clean, pleasant laugh. And the young man watched the snow through the window, and he wanted to stay in that cafe forever. And the curious feeling swam through him that everything was beautiful there, and it would always stay beautiful there. And then the bus driver told the passengers that it was time to board. And the young man thought, I'll just stay here. I'll just stay here. But then he rose and he followed the others onto the bus. He found his seat and he looked at the cafe through the window. And then the bus moved off down the curve, downward, out of the hills. And the young man looked straight forward. And he heard the other passengers speaking of other things, or they were reading or trying to sleep. And they hadn't noticed the magic. And the young man put his head to one side, closed his eyes, and pretended to sleep. There was nothing else to do. Just listen to the sound of the engine and the sound of the tires in the snow.
Estudiante corazón nos saluda.